I'm a captain.
I'm a chicken.
And I'm Dugan.
No. Do it right.
What? And I'm Dugan.
Right. I already made fun of it. You didn't tell?
Yeah.
Well, you have to do it right. Do it. Dugan, do it right.
I'm scared. I need an adult.
It rubs the lotion on the skin, or it gets the penis again.
But I want the penis again.
You're gonna be the way, bitch. Okay. I want to first off say to our viewers, I'm sorry for no recording the podcast for like 4 or 5 weeks now. I've been super busy with the channel, and eventually, sometime soon, I plan on being in. Me and Chicken are actually going to be living together soon, so it'd be a lot easier for a lot of the.
We're finally getting married.
I swear to God, Chicken. I swear to God, if people start thinking that you are gay, I swear to fucking God.
Can I be the flower
I'm
girl?
I'm gonna beat your ass.
You could so be the ring bearer.
Oh, fine.
Speaking of marriages, you told me this recently, Chicken, that Louisiana doesn't. You guys don't do best men. What's the deal with that?
No, I didn't say that. I was saying that was within our family.
Oh, okay.
Your state do what's called a money dance?
What the fuck is a money?
I would like to.
What?
Oh, okay, yeah, I was here, like, I heard that was, like, kind of exclusive to here. Basically, it's like, the bride and groom just do separate dances with a bunch of people, and people go pin, like, money clips on the groom, and they give, they put money in this purse for the bride.
They have that in California.
Okay, they do that in California, too?
Yeah. I've never fucking heard of it. What the fuck?
Yeah, in weddings, yeah.
Yeah.
I've never fucking heard of this.
When my dad and my stepmom got married, they were married in California, and they had that, so... Yeah, I understand.
Oh, wow. Well. Right. Okay.
Anyway...
I'm not sure how many states do that, but...
Anyway, I'm glad that you guys invited me back.
Yay!
Yeah, we had sort of a...
I can't be mad at you.
Yeah, we sort of had a...
You're one of my best friends. I can't be mad at you.
I just want to put you in a teddy bear suit and hug you.
I don't. That's gross.
No, you guys okay. Finally let me out of the basement, so that's why I'm here.
Yes. So,
wait a minute. How many tacos did you feed him, Captain? Oh my god!
More than enough where the acidic from his butt actually melted through the ropes.
Captain, you fed him after midnight!
I believe it. Okay, so
that I'm a gremlin.
Yes, I believe you're a gremlin. You're just a very, very, very good voice actor.
Thank you.
Extremely good.
Oh shit! Water's got on me.
Okay, so let's talk a bit about gaming. Microsoft recently, a couple weeks back, they said they're reversing their DRM policy. What do you guys think about this?
Well, I actually did some research on that, even though I'm not a Microsoft person. Yes.
Yeah.
And apparently, it's only a patch.
It's only a patch?
Yep.
Yeah, that's what I heard.
What do you mean?
Yeah. It's going to still have everything that they said. It's just that you have to download a patch, so it takes away all that.
Yeah.
So if you don't, have internet, it'll still have all the restrictions on it.
Yeah.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. You still need internet to basically.
The software for it was built from the ground up to be, you know, the big middle finger. There was a middle finger microchip.
Yeah.
Inside the Xbox One.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
It was more. It's more of a motherboard, but.
Whatever.
You know what the sad thing is? IGN, even though it's a good website and everything, they still said that Microsoft won E3.
Bull fucking.
Swear to God, they said Microsoft won E3.
I don't know. It's a toss up between Microsoft, between Nintendo and Sony. There were some really good Nintendo titles at E3.
You know me, I love Final Fantasy and Kingdom Hearts and stuff.
Yeah.
But it's the same.
Yeah, so it was a big day for you.
Oh, it was.
I hear, I hear it's a lot about the Year of Green for Nintendo. A lot of Luigi stuff and Zelda stuff.
Yes, the Year of Luigi.
Yeah, I can't wait. We talked about this before. The whole Skyward Sword is getting a remake, and Skyward Sword is my favorite Zelda. Yeah, not Skyward Sword.
I heard about Wind Waker. I was like, what?
Yeah, I was like, I don't know why I said Skyward Sword. I'm sorry.
But I also heard Link to Another World as well is for 3DS.
Yeah, and that's coming to 3DS and Wii U.
Yeah.
So
I'm excited.
Yeah, but fucking Super Smash Brothers. When people fucking started telling me Wii Fit Lady was announced for a character, I thought they were fucking trolling me. I swear to God, I was just like, ha-ha, guys, ha-ha, you're fucking trolling me. Like, no, Captain, look at this fucking video. And then I saw it, and I was like, son of a fucking bitch. What the fuck am I looking at?
The minute someone told me that, I immediately believed them. Know why?
Because
they put Rob in the last game.
Hey, Rob is awesome.
But that's my point.
No, he's not.
They actually put Rob in a lot of stuff besides that. Like, he's been
a
in,
friend of
you know...
mine actually had a Rob unit. No. Those things suck.
Yeah, they do, but they're awesome to have. I wish I had one.
They suck.
After watching Cinema Snob's 80s, Dan... I wish I had a Rob. That is an awesome character in that show.
I still freaked out, though. I still, about the Mega Man, I will still freak out every time I see that trailer for Mega Man.
My brother has seen that trailer like a billion times.
Yeah.
So that's where Mega Man was, instead of being in Super, or not, instead of being in Marvel vs. Capcom, he was in Super Smash?
It's in canon. It's canon. It's actually Marvel vs. Capcom Fate of Three Worlds.
Ooh.
Oh.
You had to get DLC for the third world.
Capcom, give us your money!
Capcom! Speaking of Capcom, have you guys heard anything on Project Cross Zone?
Yes, I have, actually. Yeah, I played the demo.
I bought the game, actually, and because... The reason I brought that up is it's actually a sequel.
Is it?
Yes.
Is it?
The first game was actually Namco Cross Capcom. Yeah.
Ah. Yeah. Okay. This one has Sega characters in it, though.
Yeah.
No Sonic, though.
Yeah, no...
Sadly enough.
I wish... How can you have characters... Sonic is your biggest IP. What the fuck?
If Capcom could get away with Marvel vs. Capcom and not having Mega Man.
Yeah.
Well, to be fair, when was the last fucking Mega Man game before that? Before Marvel vs. Capcom?
You can't say that. You have to say when was the last good Mega Man game.
Hey, I like 10.
Good call on that.
9 and 10?
I was talking more about, Battle Network 80,000.
Oh, those! They also had the Zero mission games.
Oh, I fucking love Zeros. Fun. I did like Zeros.
Mm.
Yeah.
Okay.
But yeah, 9 and 10. Right. I think they came out like 2010.
Yeah, I do dig
really?
9 and 10.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, 9 and 10 were really good.
Yeah. They were difficult as shit, though.
I seriously thought like the last Mega Man game for a while was like Mega Man versus Street Fighter. I definitely thought that was the last Mega Man game.
That was the 25th anniversary for it. Yeah, it was a free game though.
Wasn't that a fan made? Just that Capcom actually like licensed it as their own and did make it free.
I don't know.
For like PC.
I heard that from a couple places too, but I don't want to spread any already rumors.
But yeah, speaking of about it. Speaking of like Sega and Capcom putting together, I've been reading this comic series called Worlds Collide, where Mega Man and Sonic actually team up.
Yes,
it is awesome.
It is awesome.
Oh, you've been reading it too?
Yes.
I saw a couple at the Toys R Us that I go to.
Yeah, that's where I've only been able to find them. I haven't been able to find them in like comic book stores.
I was like, fucking.
I found them in comic book stores.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
I've only found them at Toys R Us.
Oh.
But...
Well, maybe my comic stores are better than yours.
Maybe my butt's better than yours. That my butts are gremlin?
Toys R Us. What?
That my butts are gremlin?
But I'm a gremlin.
Yeah. I believe it, too. I can guarantee you my Toys R Us is better than both of yours fucking combined.
I don't know. Yourselves two Armada toys.
Yeah.
Just because nobody shops at yours doesn't make it more awesome.
Yes. Like, okay.
I have the most ghetto Toys R Us, so you guys already beat me.
Our Toys R Us is actually in the same parking lot as a Walmart, so everyone goes to Walmart, and there are toys in Toys R Us that are like 10 years old. Yeah, I went in there and I found a fucking Transformers toy that was like 6-7 years old, and I was like, son of a fucking bitch.
Huh?
Don't they take awesome. Those off the shelves?
Apparently not.
I guess yours is just lazy on top of nobody shopping there. They're like, you know, I'm just gonna take this job and not attend there. Nobody's gonna know.
Nobody goes in there. Yeah, seriously, me and this girl, we went there last week, or not, what was it last week when I sent you all those fucking pictures?
Yeah, I think it was like last week.
Okay. Yeah, we went there, and there was nobody in the goddamn store. There was like two people working there, like one in the electronics and one like clerk guy, like what was it, cashier. Yeah, one cashier and one guy working in electronics, nobody else. And no other customers in the goddamn store. I was like, well...
How is that place still open?
I don't know. I guess Christmas. I guess because people go there during Christmas.
I guess.
And buy, like, every Call of Duty copy ever for their It's Not Those Little Bastards.
But,
Okay, so what have you guys been playing over the last couple weeks?
You first?
What... Yeah, you first.
Oh, okay.
What, me first?
Yeah.
Oh. Like, motherfuckers, they know what I've been playing. Like, okay. I've been playing Banjo-Kazooie Nuts and Bolts. Oh, God.
Was I supposed to say that's good?
That and Dark Souls.
Was I supposed to say what? That's a good thing? I mean,
I'm doing a Let's Play on it, and oh, God, it is painful. Oh, God, it is painful, especially since... Okay, I've done this a couple times, like, just when we were... Me and Chicken, we've been playing, and I would get pissed off over, like, whatever, but it would have to be a big thing to get me really pissed off. I would, like, just, you know what, fuck it, and I would just go put in... I would start playing Banjo-Tooie until I calm down. So Banjo-Tooie is my happy place. So, knowing that, and I go fucking play Nuts and Bolts, oh, God, it is painful. Oh, God. And on top of that, I've been playing a lot of Dark Souls lately for the series, Fun of the Dead. You should go check that out. YouTube link below.
Shameless advertisement.
Oh, God.
Yay, we're advertising our own stuff on our stuff.
Woo! Yay! But, yeah, that's been really painful as well. And more or less, I yell and scream like a little girl.
Welcome to Dark Souls, Captain.
Indeed. Like, I had heard stories, and I had always said, it can't be that hard. What the fuck are people... It is that hard.
Well, look on the bright side. The creator said that the next game will be even more difficult.
Yay! They're gonna play with the. It's gonna be exclusive to the Oculus Rift, and every time you die, you're gonna get this blinding flash of light when you come back to life. So the game's literally gonna fucking hurt you whenever you die. It's just gonna like really hurt your eyes.
That's gonna suck if you need the Oculus. Isn't the Oculus Rift like still in like beta?
No, it's not in beta. They definitely have working.
Yeah, but aren't they expensive though?
Yeah.
Yeah, they're like $700-$800.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
You want to know something terrifying about Dark Souls? In Japan, they have a version of Dark Souls where it's first person.
first-person darks. I couldn't even imagine that.
So like Oblivion.
except terrifying.
That's immediately what I thought about. Yeah, that's what I thought about. Like an Elder Scrolls game.
Hmm.
Yeah.
That sounds pretty cool.
Okay, so Dugan, what have you been
doing? I've been playing Last of Us and Crosszone.
I know, I've heard so much shit about
it. I know, I've heard so much good stuff. It's sold out here.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
it's very
good. My brother's going to let me borrow his PS3. He has a copy of it. He beat it recently, and he's going to let me play it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he really wants me to play it like that. He wants to talk about it and stuff with other people.
But no one else has the goddamn game.
It's
because
it's sold out everywhere.
Did you ever get that capture card?
No, he has it, but I'll also ask him for his capture card.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, because, doing a Last of Us playthrough, you just doing that. It'd be a good parallel to all my Captain Solo plays.
But
technical stuff during the podcast.
Also, I could also do the Deadpool game. My other brother's gonna let me borrow that.
I don't want to talk.
Why
about
did you not like it?
The combat looks like shit.
I hear the combat's not too horrible. I hear it's kind of meh. But if you look past that, it's actually a really hilarious game, and like you're more or less playing through the game just to hear what the dialogue and stuff.
Yeah.
Well, I could just fucking look that up on a Let's Play.
Well, yeah, but you're a Let's Play person. You're supposed to be doing that shit.
Yeah, he's just gonna wait for me to play it and watch my videos.
Yep.
If I finish it, twirl my curly mustache that I actually do have.
We fucking talked about this during the Borderlands 2 trailer, that we only do like 4 or 5 episodes of a series, and then we usually stop. I'm bored now. Oh, well, we have been playing a lot of Marvel Heroes lately. We have been.
How's that?
Yeah, we have. We like Marvel Heroes. It's a fun game.
It's a Diablo clone, but it's a good Diablo clone. Right.
So, yeah.
So it's like Dante's Inferno, how it's a God of War clone, but it's a good God of War clone.
Yeah.
Yeah. It doesn't 100% copy it. It's basically a Diablo MMO. There's a lot of clicking to it. Oh god, there's a lot of clicking to it. But it is completely free to play.
Yeah.
So. Yeah. And it's.
Good. You keep going.
Okay, it's completely free to play. I think it's a 12 chapter story. The story, it's your standard comic book fare of go the MacGuffin of this. If the heroes don't find the MacGuffin, bad shit gonna happen, yo. Go get it.
Yeah.
And the plot seems to rely on fashionably late syndrome, if that makes any sense.
Yeah.
Basically, it's the carrot in front of the carrot in front of the horse, and you constantly have to fucking keep following it. That's all it is. But yeah, the combat is decent. It's decent enough to hold up, especially for a free to play game. I play Hawkeye.
I've heard about this game in beta. What was it called? I think Infinity Crisis.
Yeah.
Which looks pretty cool. It looks like a. It's basically a MOBA, like League of Legends and Dota and all that, but with DC characters.
Well, do you know what the Infinity Crisis was in
comics? No, I don't.
It was DC's way of getting rid of all the universes. Like, there was literally over 100 different universes during the 80s. There was a lot. So what they did was they made this event, Countdown to Infinite Crisis, and what this did is basically all the universes converged to one. So it killed off, like, so many fucking
people. It killed
off
one of my favorite characters.
Like, did it
no,
kill off Jason?
No, the Flash.
Oh.
I saw he was one of the characters in the beta.
Oh.
Did he? Wow.
Like,
okay, neat.
From what I was seeing, like, screenshots and stuff and, like, all this from the site, like, they have this one, they have, like, they do have a bunch of, like, different alternate characters, like, but they're, like, the same. Like, I saw this hulking Joker Butcher thing with, like, Venom in his axe. It was weird. And, like, all this. But, you know, on top of all the numerous amount of skins they could have for each character and all that. It looked like it, the gameplay, it looked like it took from League of Legends Dominion.
What is League of Legends
Dominion? It's basically, it's not like the standard Dota or MOBA thing, where it's like the three lanes. It's basically like the circle thing, and you control the nodes. It looks really cool, because you can, like, actually interact with the environments.
So, okay. So it's Conquest.
Yeah, kinda.
Okay, you know what? I like that.
Yeah,
I
you can actually, like, pick up cars and stuff and throw it at them. It was like, wow, that's really innovative.
That's one of the big reasons why I like Injustice so much, because it in comic books. I know Dugan reads a lot of DC comics. You don't as much. But in comic books, what is a main Superman thing? Like, you've seen a lot. You've seen, like, almost all the fucking cartoons and shit. So what is, like, a main thing that Superman does? He will beat a motherfucker with a car,
yeah,
right?
He'll pick something up and, like, whack him with it. He won't just straight use his fists.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, he doesn't all the time, but, you know, it's still... That is something in comics and shit. Like, they use the environment to their advantage. And I really love that. Like, that... from what you've told me so far about this MOBA, I could definitely get into it.
I don't know. From what
especially
you've done in League of Legends...
Fuck off. Fuck off.
Like, I thought I was bad.
Fuck
I mean,
off.
I know I'm bad, but...
Shut up. League of Legends isn't one of those games you can just pick up and play.
True. You actually have to put some time and effort into that game.
Yeah. Let's go to a ranked match for my first match ever!
Kill yourself and uninstall!
Oh, God, the community. But what I'm hoping for, and they have a shit ton of potential. Like, if they actually go through with this, like, all the different fucking costumes.
Oh, yeah.
Like, there are, I can think of 20 Batman costumes off the top of my head right fucking now. And that's just for Batman. And that's just all I can think of. I'm pretty sure there's a lot more
definitely.
Than not thinking of. And there are so many fucking characters they could choose from, too. And, like...
Considering it's Infinity
aren't
Crisis.
Too many characters that...
That's I think that's what they're actually going to do. With, like, have different... Yeah, like what I said earlier, you know. But...
Different universes.
Yeah, like, have them be the same character, but, you know, different playstyle and whatnot.
That could be a little hectic if you have two different Flashes, but one's faster than the other.
I don't think it'll be like that. I think it'll just be like they'll have different moves. Like different powers.
Okay.
That's what I'm thinking.
I could actually get behind a game like that because, you know, a lot of characters in DC Comics don't fight the same. There's not much you can do with characters who don't have powers, like any of the Bat family or anything. Their power set's going to be kind of similar. But, you know, a bunch of dudes have powers. Like, Dr. Fate's not going to fight, like, fucking Superman. Martian Manhunter's going to be so different than the Flash and shit. And, you know, Hawkman and Hawkgirl, I think those two would fight similar, but I don't know. So, yeah, that definitely has a lot of potential. And I would actually sit down and learn that game. So, fuck you for bringing out the League of Legends shit. Do I sense a League of Legends shenanigans, online shenanigans coming?
Yeah, I would like to get back into League of Legends, but...
No, probably not.
May I ask you guys a question? Trying to go into Marvel now. So, Stan Lee has announced that Black Panther and Doctor Strange are going to be getting their own movies.
Yay!
So, who would you... cast as Black Panther and who'd you cast as Doctor Strange?
Jaden Smith and
Jaden Smith is Doctor Strange. Jaden Smith is Doctor Strange.
Yes.
Oh my god. Oh fuck.
Holy shit.
That completely fucking caught me off guard.
I've been doing that all night.
Yes, you have. It's another racist thing, too. God,
I don't think that's racist.
I think it's just funny.
Let's see, who would I get to play... who would I get to play Doctor Strange? Fucking... Liam Neeson or Leonardo DiCaprio.
Really? You choose Liam Neeson in that?
As Dr. Okay. Strange?
But he already played Ra's al Ghul.
Yes.
No, yeah, but that's DC.
Yeah, that's exactly my...
So they're the same thing.
That's my thing for it. That's my thing for it. Like, he did a really... I'm not the biggest fan of the Nolan movies, as I've gone into great detail on the fucking Batman Month podcast. But he actually did do a good job as this omnipotent figure that, you know, shrouded in mystery and shit. And that's a big thing of Doctor Strange. Like, he's the Sorcerer Supreme of that universe.
Yeah.
So I think Liam Neeson can do a really good job. And I recently saw, not too long ago, Django Unchained. And Leonardo DiCaprio, his performance in that was convinced me, you know, that he's got a ridiculous amount of range as well. So that's the two people I would catch.
I'm pissed that he wasn't nominated for an Oscar. I really was.
You and
yeah,
like
I know,
all
but still.
The internet.
So who would you get to play back to Black Panther, Captain?
Wesley Snipes.
he can't.
Wesley Snipes.
No,
he can't. Wesley Snipes.
But he played Blade.
Yes, and that is Why? Marvel.
Exactly.
Actually, no, because no, Captain no. America, That's Captain America did anymore. Play Human Torch too. So.
Yep.
Yeah. True.
Okay. On a serious note, Terry Crews.
No. No.
I will call your Terry Crews. Hold on.
Just
I will call your Terry Crews and raise you an Eddie Murphy.
Tyra Banks.
Oh shit.
No, I can actually see you. What was that old comedy movie that you
played?
Oh,
Coming to America.
Yeah. That's what I thought you were going for.
I don't know. I don't think that sounds way out of Eddie Murphy's jurisdiction.
Yeah. I don't, but
Just have Terry Crews put on a bad African accent, like shit. Or what did he say in the commercial? Odor power block. Explosion.
I think Black Panther would be a difficult one, but I mean, for my Doctor Strange, I'd actually go with Jude Law.
Huh.
No.
Yep.
No.
I could totally see it.
Yep.
Yep.
Nope. I couldn't. He doesn't have the correct mysticism, in my opinion.
Actually, I have the greatest headcanon. Do you guys ever watch Venture Brothers?
Yeah.
Do you remember I can't remember his name, but he's always like, look beyond!
Yeah.
Dr. Orpheus.
Dr. Orpheus is Dr.
Strange. Yeah. I mean, he's supposed to be a parody of... Yeah, he's
a
parody of
I
Dr.
thought he was
Strange.
A parody of Ra's al Ghul.
Oh,
yeah, he is in... Yeah, he pretty much is. He has the look of Ra's al Ghul, but the powers of Doctor Strange.
Yeah. And he's got, like, the fucking... The emo daughter that's supposed to be Talia. Oh, God. Who do you think's the better Sorcerer Supreme, him or Doctor Strange?
Probably Doctor Strange.
Yeah.
Think so? Margot. On a serious note, though, I do think Terry Crews would make an amazing...
I could agree with that.
Man.
Yeah, I could see that.
I could totally... Yeah. Who would you cast as Iron Fist? Because if you're having...
Iron
because
Fist.
If you're going to have
oh,
Power
God.
Man,
you
got to have...
For the longest time, I thought Power Fist was Asian... And then I recently found out he was white, and I was like, no fucking way.
You mean Iron Fist?
Yeah, Iron Fist.
Who the fuck's Power Fist?
That's their ship name.
Oh, is it?
Suck a dick. Suck a dick and make me regret having you on my podcast. Eat a dick.
Is this like Shazam to Captain Marvel?
Shazam to Captain. Shut up.
You know how they later changed it?
No.
Wasn't that because, Marvel, bought out Captain Marvel, being like, hey, we want Captain Marvel or something?
No. It was around the same time the Avengers movies were taking popularity as the main thing. So Marvel got all pissy and shit, and they threatened to sue DC over the fact that, you know, hey, you have a character called Captain Marvel, change his name, or we will sue you. Even though Captain Marvel was around 20 years before the start of Marvel. So, it's fucking bullshit. Oh, God, I hate those movies now. I hate those movies. Like, the Avengers movies, I hate them so much for what they've done to the comic industry. Oh,
but
God.
Hawkeye looks so snazzy.
Like, fuck you.
I really wanted to see his purple outfit in, like, live.
I love the purple spandex.
I know what they're trying to go for. They're trying to modernize it, like, make it look like it's supposed to be in, like, the thing. It's weird to see Thor in combat boots. I don't think that's Asgardian thing, but...
No. Well, maybe. But it's the fact that those movies, like, that fucking recent Avengers cartoon that we fucking saw, like, they are sucking the movie's dick so hard in that cartoon. Like, Avengers Assemble, that recent one that's only got two episodes, they are hardcore sucking the dick of the movie industry. It's pissing me off because that and the constant popularity, go up to the average Loki or Tony Stark fangirl and ask them, how many comics have you read? The average one will fucking say, none. I've just seen the movie.
Yeah.
I hate what those movies have done to the fucking comic industry.
I know someone, I'm not going to name them on this podcast because, you know, whatever, but...
You know who you are.
I think Mallory told me
about her.
Role plays as Tony Stark.
Yes, about her.
Wait. Yeah, she role plays as Tony Stark, but never read a fucking comic.
Oh, no, she's read...
I'm just like, I would probably punch her right in the goddamn jaw.
No, she knows all about Tony Stark and Loki because she read three Deadpools.
What? She knows them through Deadpool?
That's her excuse. She does read comics. What? She reads Deadpool. That's why she knows so much about Tony Stark and Loki.
She reads Deadpool.
No, I can almost guarantee you she didn't read Deadpool. She fucking saw five images on Reddit that had one of his jokes. Behold, 90% of the fucking Deadpool fan base now. Oh, God. But I don't want this to devolve into Captain's Rage Corner.
Sorry you haven't made that video yet. Hell. Captain's Rage Corner.
I definitely thought about it. But since I'm doing the musical thing and I'm doing Captain's Tales, I don't want to do, like, so many solo things. Yeah. But speaking of the first... See, Captain's Musical Corner of Gray and Blue will be out soon, so you guys should go check that out. Yep. Elder Scrolls.
We've been playing Skyrim with mods.
Nice.
It sort of evolved from my single Let's Play on Oblivion, Elder Scrolls lols, but now I have a Skyrim edition.
Oh, God. The fucking shenanigans we do, and
I thought the Fluttershy freaking mod is hilarious. It's just
Fluttershy?
Yeah.
Are all the dragons?
Whatever. I think I think that's fucking funny.
Oh, wait, is Fluttershy a pony?
Yes.
I had all my dragons for a while.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah.
I don't like ponies.
That's why you kill.
I don't want them in my Skyrim. I don't even care if I'm killing them. I just don't want them there.
For a while, I had all my dragons fucking dressed up like Charizard. Like, they were armed.
Oh, yeah, I saw that mod.
And they shot fire.
They originally shot fire.
My party is goddamn
without
ridiculous.
Without mods, they shot fire.
Well, except for the ice
shut
ones.
Shut up. Yeah. Like, I'm playing Geralt of Rivia, it's the main character of the Witcher series. Like, I'm teamed up with, like, a bunch of people, and they're, like, Deadpool, Deathstroke, Green Arrow, and Batman are in my party.
Hey, Captain. Like, hey, Captain.
Oh, God. It's
Captain,
such an alien.
You're a comic book Nord.
Nord. Ha. Ha. See what you... We're going to end the podcast now. I hope you're happy. Your bad
this
joke
is, this
the
has
podcast.
Only been like half a podcast, though.
No, it's not. This is about Nord.
Are you sure we usually go for like 45
around
to an
30
hour?
Minutes. No, I decided I'm not gonna have this discussion with you. we've been short.
Have we?
Down
I don't remember
minutes.
Considering we haven't done one in a month.
Yeah, really.
I don't.
Like
mommy, daddy, quit arguing. It's
long.
Tearing us apart.
Shut up. Go to your room.
Like Rusty. Like the old Captain Chicken and No Guest. That was 30 minutes. The one with Rusty Sporks was, like, 40 minutes. The one with Hisayo that, like, happened a couple weeks back, that was only 37 minutes. So, yeah, they're just half an hour podcast. I think that's plenty of time for us.
I don't know. I mean, I kind of like talking. I could do it all day.
As can
I. Up all night just to talk.
Look, I'm...
Fine. What do you have to talk about?
Hey. So, I got an A on my algebra test.
I got a B plus.
You suck. You smell like a butt.
Aw, I don't want to smell like a butt.
I pinned mine on my fridge, and my mommy said it was happy. Your mommy's gonna pin hers on the toilet and poop on it.
I just want you guys to know I'm like getting out of
the way. No, you're not. No, you're not. You love us too much.
I can if I really.
But you don't.
Yeah.
Okay, fine, Chicken. We'll continue the podcast for 45.
No. It's fine. We can end
yeah.
since you want to leave so quickly and get away from us.
Yeah, because, you know, you don't care about us anymore.
I mean, yeah, or the guests.
Yeah.
I hate
and you're just in this for the money.
I hate you both. I'm in this for the money. That's it. Yep. I just know eventually there's gonna be somebody that like take that little "I'm in this for the money" and they're just gonna put that on repeat and there's a proof that Captain doesn't care about his fans.
It's like a big compilation of just us joking how much of a dick you are.
Yeah. Man, I wish Captain would leave Captain D38. God,
we need more D38.
Chicken D38. It doesn't have the same ring to it. Okay, so we'll see you guys. All right,
thank you for having me.
Next podcast.
Wait, isn't that? Don't you just end it like
anytime.
I've been a captain.
Oh well, thank you. Thank you
I
for.
I was about to. I was literally right about to. I'll send you a link to Dugan's channel. You should go check him out. And I've been a captain.
I've been a chicken. What does that say on the script?
Say it right.
I'm on a. I've been
right.
A chicken.
And I've been a Dugan. I'm gonna go back to their basement.
No.
I'm
no.
sorry.
You say it right too.
And I've been a Dugan.
Cry
now
my
here,
bitch. Swear to me.
Now here's the. Now here's your brother's foot.
And
eat it.
What?
Go back to the basement and eat it.
I don't even
then
know.
Who did I kill? Dun, dun, dun.
My sister.
You killed his cousin.
You have a sister?
Oh. She was pretty manly. God damn it. End the fucking part. We'll see you guys next time. Fuck.